First of all, it was a gifted tomb. Has anybody ever realized what really happened here on this gifted tomb? I want to say, first of all, in verse number 57, it was a personal place. The Bible said the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. Now, little is known about Joseph of Arimathea, but yet in John's gospel, it says that he was a secret disciple. But all of a sudden now, this disciple that had been living a private life for Jesus, he becomes public. And he runs into Pilate. And as one parallel gospel says, that he craved the body of Jesus. Wouldn't that be a blessing here if we all had a craving for the body of Jesus? What is the body of Christ? It is the church, the blood-washed band. Honey, we're not relatives, we're family this morning. Thank God we are the body of Christ. And so it meant something to Joseph of Arimathea. So he's been a secret disciple, but now no longer is he private, he becomes public, and he has his own personal tomb that is hewn out. So first of all, this gifted tomb that was given to Christ, it was a personal place. Joseph gives what he had prepared for himself. Thank God for people that will give things to Christ. So it was a personal place. Secondly, it was a prophetic place. In Isaiah's Gospel, chapter 53, the Bible said that he made his grave with the wicked. Who was that? That was two thieves, one on the right and one on the left, and Jesus in the middle. This is what the Bible said. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. So here the Bible alludes that this disciple, Joseph, he was a rich man of Arimathea in verse 57. It was a personal place. It was a prophetic place. But then thirdly, it was a protecting place. How was it a protecting place? Could everybody in the building get a hold of this little thought this morning? You see, the place that Joseph brought Jesus, he brought him to the place that he thought would bury him. Have you ever got a hold of anything that you thought would bury you? Have you ever met anybody that you thought they would bury you, a crisis, whatever's come in your life, you thought surely it would bury you? That reminds me of me and you this morning. When things come, we get a hold of things we think that will bury us. Well, Joseph had a place where he was going to lay down one day, but aren't you glad that Jesus come by and took his place? Can I tell you, you can bring Jesus to your place you think is burying you. You may be downtrodden. You may be real down low, but I like what Joseph of Arimathea did. He went to Pilate. And he got a hold of Jesus and he brought him back to the place that was going to bury him. I sure am glad we got a Jesus that come in to blow places with us and go in places we thought we'd never get out. As my mind and heart goes back through years, I'm reminded of when things have come and it's knocked me down low. And Brother Adam, I thought it'd be the end of me, but I went and got Jesus and he come into my burial place and he brought life. I'm glad today he didn't come to bring death, honey, to your tomb. He came to bring life. And he set Joseph free. Thank God, I'm glad we can go to him by faith this morning and bring him to a place that we thought sure would bury him. Any of you ever thought it'd be the end of you? I know some of you never been through the transitions that many of us have. But honey, I've had things grab a hold of me in life and I thought sure it would bury me. It'd be the end of me. But can I tell you, when I went and got Jesus and brought him to that place, I sure am glad that he took it and he brought life out of death this morning. Oh, today, I want to say it is a personal place. It's a prophetic place. It's a protecting place. And it's a productive place. You see, Joseph thought this would bury him one day. You may be here this morning, you went through some trials in life. You know, good Baptist people tickle me. They look at people because they're in great trials. honey, you put on their t-shirt and you wear it a few days. You go and you go down the road that they've been through in life. And I sure am glad, Brother Mike, we've got a Jesus we can turn to and bring him to the place that we thought would be the end of us. Boy, he'd kick the door down and get out of it. Thank God it didn't leave me in that place. And I'm glad Jesus didn't stay dead. He come alive and brought life to a very dead situation. You see, this gifted tomb. You see, God knew about this place. It was prophesied by Isaiah the prophet. He would be buried in a rich man's tomb. Joseph thought this would bury him one day, but God knew this would reveal his son one day. Oh, can I tell you something? I'm going to run right here. If I don't come back, honey, y'all find the eggs and eat the ham. I'll be back after a while. But can I tell you on this little thought right here, let this sink into you a minute. Joseph thought this would bury him one day, but God knew this would reveal his son one day. That thing that you went through in your life, you thought would be the end of you, God has allowed it to be there so that his son is glorified and magnified in your place. Oh, I wish storms didn't have to come. I wish hard times didn't have to come. But I notice when they do come, well, we'll just go get Jesus and bring it to him. Then he is honored and he's glorified and he's magnified. Oh, we can't get through this life without Jesus. Secondly, not only was there a gifted tomb, it was a guarded tomb. The Bible said that in chapter 27 and 62, notice the suspicion. Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again." The guarded tomb, there was suspicion. They feared his words might come true. Can I tell you, religion has still not changed today. They want to keep Jesus way down low and dead. But honey, let me tell you something. Jesus is very much alive. And I'm glad he lives in my heart this morning. And folks at Liberty Baptist Church, if you ever see religion coming in here and trying to put Jesus down and keep him way down low, would somebody just go on and help him on out the door and tell him we're here to uplift Christ and that's all we're interested in this morning? Is anybody with me today as the man of God at Liberty Baptist Church? The suspicion. Then the scheme. The Bible said in 64, "Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, saying the people, he's risen from the dead. So the last error shall be the worse than the first." Pilate said unto him, "You have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can." The guarded tomb, there was suspicion. There was a scheme. They plotted. Then in verse 66, watch this, there was a seal. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing it. You see here, this seal, it was the stone. And the Roman seal was applied. Rome had said when they put them ropes or them ribbons around this enclosure, this rock, and they put a seal on it, and when they sealed it, this is what they said. Rome said, "This is situation is final." Can I tell you, just because they put a seal on the tomb didn't mean the situation was final. Because I go to my next little bullet point. Not only the suspicion and the scheme and the seal, but look at the soldiers. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. You see, the soldiers. How many was it, preacher? Well, they were setting a watch. The guards were set to secure the grave. How many soldiers was there to guard the grave? How many? It was more than enough to guard a dead man, but not enough to stop a risen Savior. I sure am glad, honey, that the tomb couldn't hold him, the soldiers couldn't hold him, and the seal couldn't hold him. Jesus came forth, victor over death, hell, and the grave. The tomb that lost its tenant. You say, well, preacher, how in the world can Jesus take that place I thought would bury me? Well, Brother Mike, Daniel in the lion's den, he found out Jesus could. The Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, they found out he wasn't dead. And Jonah went in the belly of the fish and he cried out, the belly of hell cried I. Can I tell you, Lazarus had a tomb. They were delivered from their place, but Jesus defeated his place. I sure am glad he came out victor over death, hell, and the grave. Number three, I'm done. Not only the tomb that lost its tenant, there was the gifted tomb. I wonder, do you need to give him the place in your life today that you thought sure would be the end of you? It was a guarded tomb. But in chapter 28, 1 through 6, it is a glorious tomb. For you see, in verse 6, they said this statement in verse 3. Miss Emily, I want you to come to the piano. He's not here, for he's risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. It was a glorious tomb. Why, preacher? Because in verse 6, the place is vacated. He's not here. The promise is validated. Just as he said. Can I tell you, you can believe the words of Jesus. Every word in this book, there's not a mistake there, children. We can believe every word he said. And you know what he said? He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I believe my Bible this morning. I believe Christ died for everybody in this building. I don't care what you've done or how long you've been doing it, the blood of Jesus can wash you clean this morning. And so my last thought on this glorious tomb, the place is vacated. He's not here. The promise is validated, just as he said. By the way, he made a promise. He's coming back for us one day. But then lastly, the proof is visible. Verse 6, come and see. Come and see. See it for yourself. Can I tell you, we don't have to prove Jesus. He proves himself. The place meant for death couldn't hold life. For he's not here, he's risen. We're this morning on this gifted tomb. Wonder, would there be anybody, life has you in a place you thought it would be the end of you? I don't downplay your situation because everybody's situation is so different. But it all has one thing in common. And these things come in our life. A lot of times we think that's the place that they're going to bury us at. I won't get through it. Brother Adam, Joseph wasn't the only one that come. This gospel, Howard, that's what they said, but in John's gospel, he had another feller come with him. Nicodemus that came to Jesus by night. You see, the proof is visible. Somebody said, is this really real? Oh, it's really real. God saved, oh, Nicodemus. And all them disciples fled. There was Nicodemus come by night. Because fear of the Jews. There's old Joseph of Arimathea. He's a secret disciple. And all the other disciples are gone. They're in chaos. But these two men said in their heart, we're going to get him. They come before Pilate. They put their life on the line. They said, everybody else has turned. But we want him. And we know exactly where he needs to go. He needs to go in that place that I thought would bury me. I wonder, would it be anybody this morning by faith needs to get him? Bring him to your encounter in life, into your place. I know it's Easter. I know the building's full. I know it's people sitting everywhere. But I wonder, would you forget about them and see about your need this morning? Come unto the Lord. You may be here and you've never been saved. Be a good morning to trust Jesus because He loves you. If you want to be saved, if you'd come. Miss Emily, you play. I want to open this altar this morning. Maybe it's something in your life. But you need to go get Jesus and bring Him to the situation. Would you come this morning? Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. Would you like to come today? Trust Christ to be your Savior. Would you come this morning?